Start. On demand. On demand.
Who are you named after? We'll tell you the story of a baby named after Logan Boulé of the Humboldt Broncos and how that baby has been a gift for that family. And we'll discuss the sometimes amusing origins of our names. In Ottawa, the saga continues. Jody Wilson-Raybould kicked out of caucus. The Prime Minister says they were brought in to do politics differently, but does this feel like politics as usual? Nova Scotia could be the first jurisdiction in North America to adopt presumed consent for organ donations, and movie websites across North America have been crashing since early Tuesday morning as Avengers Endgame crushes the first day pre-sales box office record in just 6 hours. I'm Brett McGarry, alongside Greg Mackling and Loren McNabb. We are Mackling, McGarry, and McNabb, and this is the Wednesday, April 3rd podcast for The Start. Greg, what is happening on Friday?
Well, first of all, I want to say, now that you mentioned it the way you did, is that I should be deferring this duty to Loren McNabb and her trusty dog and her rocking chair on the porch, since she likes to judge things from her judging porch.
It's true, I do.
This would have been an ideal assignment for you, but I've been involved in this fantastic event for 3 years now. It's called Windstock, and it supports one of the great organizations, one of the great, really, it's an institution, the Movement Center of Manitoba. I even have my little trusty little, I don't know, what do you call these things on the back of your cell phone?
Popper?
Popper thing.
Pop socket. That's its name?
Pop socket. See, Olivia Dirksen here stepping up to the plate and letting us know what the cool stuff and what the cool kids know. And it saved my fingers over the last couple of years. So thank you very much for that. Olivia Dirksen is the executive director of the Movement Center of Manitoba. Barbara Dick is here. She's one of the organizers. She's also a client, or she's been associated, right? Because one of your children,
my daughter. Yeah, has attended the Movement Center since she was 5, and she's 16 now. Also another Olivia.
Yep. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So before we go any further, we have to tie this back. I like to do segues. So we have to tie this back to our conversation about the origins of names. And Barbara, I've known you now going on 4 years, and I'm always uncomfortable making sure that I want to say your name properly, but I know what it is. But you're telling me that a lot of people are uncomfortable pronouncing your name because they want to call you Barbara. So where does your name Barbara come from?
Well, it's Swedish, actually. So my mother, originally from Germany, lived in Sweden for a number of years before she moved to Canada. And she met my dad and ended up falling in love, staying, never left. One of her best friends in Sweden, her first name was Barbro. And it's actually a very common name in Sweden. And I think the only other Barbro I've ever heard of that has lived in Winnipeg, apparently was a wife of one of the Jets from way back. There was a Barbro, wife of one of the Winnipeg
Jets. Billy Pecicatola.
Is that right? It sounds like that could be right.
You keep talking. I'm going to.
Oh, she's going to look it up.
I don't want to tell him he's wrong.
That could be right because he's Finnish.
That could be very right, actually. Yeah, unless it's Ulf Nielsen's wife.
It is Ulf Nielsen.
And we have a signed jersey of his that's in the silent auction at Windstock.
You do not.
Yes, we do. And it's game worn and has the 1975-76 Canadian Olympic patch on it from Montreal.
And there's a backstory
to that. Yeah. So that is one of the amazing items that's been donated to the auction. Yeah,
that's fantastic. So tell us about Windstock. Olivia, I know you have to tell us about the origin of your name real quick because you have a shout out to give at the same time.
Well, I'm named after my grandmother, Olive, and it's her birthday today. So happy birthday, Grandma.
Perfect. That's so great.
So right Windstock, this has been going on for 15 years, and for 11 years, the Movement Center of Manitoba has been the benefactor of the tremendous amount of energy, work, and volunteer energy that's gone into this. But the money, let's face it, is critical in keeping the doors open at the Movement Center.
Yeah. So Windstock, we've been partners with Windstock. This is our 10th anniversary being the beneficiary of this event. And this event in itself runs one third of our programming. So without this, we couldn't offer 1/3 of our services. So it's really important to us. And the relationship runs deep with Winstock. But it's a really fun night. It's a battle of the bands, and there's a lot of professionals out that evening. So lawyers, accountants, surgeons that are wannabe rockers. So they rock it out and battle, and you've got to judge them. So,
are they good wannabe rockers?
Well, from what I've heard, yes.
Why the trepidation, Olivia? They are very good. It is an absolute blast. It's impossible not to get up and want to dance and participate. Yeah. Barbro, it's a very special event, not only with regard to where the money goes and why we're doing this, but it's a very unique event. It's unlike anything that happens in the city.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I, you know, when Olivia and I were coming here, we were just saying how Winstock really represents Winnipeg being Winnipeg. I mean, there are so many unique people involved giving their time, talented. You know, these are Winnipeg lawyers, doctors, accountants, people from all various business sectors who also are kind of closet musicians, wannabe rock stars. And so, you know, this is their chance to get up on stage and you know, strut their stuff and enjoy the limelight, but at the same time, give their time towards an event that, as Olivia was saying, really over the 10-year relationship with the Movement Center has raised over $700,000 for the Movement Center in the time that we've been involved. There's a organizing committee that's made up of a cross-section of Winnipeggers who are committed to this event and the charities that Winstock has supported over the years. So, you know, we're really grateful to work with that board, volunteers that are there. And then we have our sponsors that continuously support this event, people that donate, as I mentioned, that Ulf Nielsen jersey. You know, we've got a great auctions going on this year. So it really is an honor to be involved with this event and an honor to be the partner charity for the years that we have. And, you know, as you mentioned, you know, my daughter does go to the Movement Center. So, you know, I can sort of see this event from two sides, and I can speak on behalf of the families, you know, the people whose lives have been changed from the help and the caring staff at the Movement Center. It's a very unique conductive education rehabilitation program that's offered there. And it's able to individualize on somebody's specific goals, no matter where you are in your path to become independent. There's a plan that's there, and you know, there's great programming for children and adults. So, you know, and Olivia, please jump in.
Well, and you've seen it firsthand with your Olivia, right?
Right.
The changes at home and the independence that that she's received from the programs.
Yeah, it's, you know, truly it is life-changing. We didn't really know what the future would hold. You know, Olivia had a stroke before she was born. So she has a very complicated layered diagnosis that involves a visual impairment and cerebral palsy that affects the left side of her body. She has a cognitive delay and some autistic like features. So, I mean, when you read that on paper, you think, what is this child really going to be able to do? And when you see what she's doing today, it really truly is a miracle, and the Movement Center has played a major role in building Olivia's confidence. And
what's she doing today that she might not have been years ago?
Well, so many things. I mean, just basic things like dressing herself, and I mean that's a skill that she learned at the Movement Center. Really, because you know, at home you tend to kind of you know, like with all your kids, you want to, you know, they want to relax. They don't want to work hard. They want, you know, you want to help them. You're in a rush. You don't want to. Well, at the Movement Center, you know, that's a goal for her. She arrives for her 2.5 hours. The first thing they do is they change into their work clothes. So she has to, you know, she's had to learn to do that herself. And then, you know, nobody's helping her, but they're coaching her along. And then, once she does that, then she has to find her way to the room where they're going to be doing their therapy. And so, you know, for her to learn where she is in space, her balance, her physical movements and her strength, all of that's evolved over the years that she's been there. There's a social aspect because the classes are all done in a group setting with a one-to-one person helping each client. So it's very fun. They motivate each other, you know, and so if it's for children, there's lots of play and singing, and they make it fun because that's what motivates kids. You know, it's a different format for the adults. So it really is a very special place.
Couldn't ask for a stronger endorsement than that, Olivia.
I know.
I mean, how do you top that? How do you expand upon
very
what
simply
happens,
miracles happen every day at the Movement Center.
Yeah, it's a special place. What's the website if people want? There's some incredible videos as well about the effects of this, and how do people reach out, and how do they learn more about the Movement Center?
Movementcenter.ca, or stop by. We're at 1646 Henderson, or give us a call, 204-489-2679.
How do we get tickets for Winstock? That's the other question.
Okay, so winstock.ca. Tickets are available online, $25. They'll be available at the door as well. So, you know, if you're, and the event is at Canadian's Destination Center, Windsor Park, Cowboys Roadhouse. That's quite a mouthful, but that's where it is.
One of the best stages in the city. It's a fantastic setup.
And I should mention, you know, they've been a partner for all 15 years of this event. Fantastic. That's been the venue partner. So thank you very much to them. And
this is about judging the bands, right? Like, this is where my judginess could come in.
Correct.
Yeah.
Is there a buzzer?
No buzzer, no hook.
But we can have one.
I need to have a catchphrase of some sort, you know, like.
Work on that.
I will. Okay. I got a year.
You're fired.
I've signed myself up, by the way.
Not you're
no,
fired.
No, I'm not taking your fired.
You are hired.
You're hired.
That's right. Yeah.
Come on, positivity reigns
That's
supreme
right.
at Winstock.
For sure. At the Movement Center, for sure.
So the doors open at 6 o'clock on Friday. It starts at 6:45. And Greg Mackling will be judging one of the bands. The bands, by the way, are named Britney Spears, and that's spelled $PEERZ. These post Fab Four lads all hail from Liverpool in their dreams, and with fake English accents, they'll deliver a set of classic British rock. That is just one of the four bands that are going to bring you some awesome entertainment on Friday. Olivia Dirksen with the Movement Center at Manitoba, and Barbara Dick also with the Movement Center, or she is a client and organizer of this event. Thank you very much for joining us today. We appreciate the visit.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.